You're listening to ChoChat, the weekly Chinese language learning podcast that breaks down vocabulary and grammar and provides listening practice through natural conversations about culture, trends, and other useful topics.
Each episode is accompanied by transcripts so you can follow along with us. Members also have access to weekly guided readings and weekly grammar lessons. Additionally, if you would like to have personalized one-on-one instruction from Karen, you can book a lesson on iTalki.
To check out free samples or book a lesson, find the links in the description. 我是 Karen.
我是 By Wei. We are broadcasting from Houston, Texas.
今天我们要来聊一个非常有用的话题。
Very useful.
就是在上中文课的时候，你会用到哪些句子？
Useful phrases and questions that you can use during your Chinese class so you don't have to ask it in English.
对、right? 所以如果你的中文老师不会说英语、
mm.
或者你在和一个中国人聊天的时候、
mm-hmm.
他不会说英语你可以用中文说这些句子。
对或者你的中文老师非常 strict。
没错，首先我们会来看一下学中文的时候你会用什么句子。
好的。
或者你会问你的老师什么问题。
好的。You know what else might be funny? What might be interesting to do? You give the sentence or question the way you would say it, and then let's put it into Google Translate and see the difference, and let's see how bad Google Translate is, or good Google Translate is.
可以可以好但是首先我想请你来说这些句子看看你知不知道怎么说
OK 好, 好可以啊
第一个是 Can you repeat that?
Do I have to translate it word for word or do I have to say what I would say if I just wanted to get this idea across?
你会说什么
我会说你再说一遍But the literal translation would be, 你可以再说一遍吗?
如果你说,你再说一遍, too rude.
Oh, is it?
It sounds like a command. 所以你要说,你可以再说一遍吗?
Okay, 好,你可以再说一遍吗?
The key phrase is, 再说一遍.
Mm-hmm.
Again, say one time. The tricky part is the grammar structure. 再, verb,
mm-hmm.
一遍, means repeat this action.Again.
Mm-hmm.
再说一遍, say it again.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see another example in our next sentence.
Okay.
But just to remind everybody, if you want to ask someone to repeat what they said, it's always better to say it in a question. 下一个是 can we listen again? Let's say you were listening to a dialogue.
Okay.我们可以再听一遍吗?
很好。
嗯。So this again is 再, right?
对。所以 listen again, 再听一遍,再 verb 一遍。
对。
你不是说你想要看 Google Translate 是什么吗?
So far, I've been checking it. So far, it's been spot on.
Okay, 好。
It's the same thing.
下一个是 can you speak slowly?
你可以说慢一遍吗?
一遍 means one time.
Oh, no, no, not 一遍. I actually meant to say 一遍。你可以说慢一遍吗?
可以。
对, okay.
很好。
Let's see how Google translated it on that one. 你可以讲慢一遍吗? They just use the word 讲 instead of 说。
讲也可以。
好。
你可以讲慢点儿吗? Google Translate 挺好的。
For basic things, yeah.
对。下一个是 How do you say something in Chinese?
怎么说 something? Wait, no. 用中文 something 怎么说?
对啦。
Yeah.
没错。比如。
比如用中文怎么说?Crockett. That's the name of our dog.
The literal structure is use Chinese how to say something.
Yeah.
好。 用中文怎么说 Crockett? If you're wondering, it's 克罗克特。Okay, 好。And of course, you can replace 中文 with other language.、
Mm-hmm.
How do you say something in French? How do you say something in Japanese?、
Mm-hmm.
You just replace 中文 with 法文 or 日文、
mm-hmm.
etc. 好。下一个是 for example,
比如
对这个很容易。
I noticed you put a question mark there. Is that like you're asking for an example or you're just saying for example?
都可以。
好的 Google Translate gives the word 例如
也可以
Okay, 好、
Now, a harder question
好
Can you give me an example?
Oh 你可以给我一个例子吗
可以
有的
你可以给我一个例子吗? So, 例子 is the noun example.、
Mm-hmm.
Another way to say it is, 你可以举个例子吗?
What does that mean?
举 is the verb to list examples. 举例子 means to give examples.
To give an example has its own verb.
Right. And it's 举你可以举个例子吗? Can you give me an example?
Oh, I see. 你可以举几个例子吗?对吧?好。
对。So if you say, 你可以举个例子吗? That means, can you give me one example? If you say, 你可以举几个例子吗?
Can you give me some examples?
Right. You can also use this phrase when you say,Let me give you an example. You can say, 举个例子 and then your example.
Oh, okay.
So if you're tired of saying, 比如, you can say this one, 举个例子、
oh,
blah, blah, blah.
好的。
好。下一个。What does it mean?
啥意思?
That's what I would say.
That's like a very informal way of saying it, right?
啥意思啥 is a...
It's like 什么 but like more informal.
Yeah, 啥 is a dialect.
Is it a dialect? Mm-hmm. What dialect?
Usually people from Northeast.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, I've heard that in all over China, so I thought it was just regular Chinese, but just more colloquial. How?
What is another way to say it? What does it mean?
什么意思
对。
啥 just replaces 什么
Yeah. 下一个 How is my pronunciation?
我的发音怎么样
很好。我的发音怎么样
I'm curious to see how Google Translate does that one. I bet they won't translate it that way. Nope, it's exactly that. 我的发音怎么样
Okay, 好。下一个 Which tone is it?
什么声调
Now, this one is super useful,、
mm-hmm.
but probably not many people know how to say it.
Yeah, or 哪个声调?
The most authentic way is 几声.
Oh, yeah, 几声. Google Translate says the word 音调. I've never heard that before. 是哪个音调?
Not very natural.
Okay.So it's just 几声 and this term 几, this is like saying which number in a sequence, right?
Right.
And of course, there's four tones in Chinese, 1, 2, 3, 4. So you're saying which number tone is it?
Yeah, exactly. 好, so the first tone is 一声, second tone 二声, third tone 三声, fourth tone 四声, and neutral tone is 轻声。好,下一个。Can we review something? Let's see.
Can we review? I don't think I know this one. I don't think I know the word for review. So Google Translate says, 我们可以审查吗?
Oh my gosh.
That's wrong?
Well, 审查 can also be translated as review. 审查 means examine or investigate.
Okay.
So you can 审查 a company, or a censor can also be 审查. In the context of having a Chinese class, it's not 审查.
Okay.
所以这个句子 Google Translate 翻译的不好.
好的. So what's the word for review?
复习.
I actually did know that. Dang it, 复习. 我们可以复习一下吗?
对.
好嘞.
我们可以复习一下吗? Now, a more difficult one.
好.
Can we review what we learned last time?
Let me think about this one. 我们可以复习上次的内容一下吗?
Almost.
Oh, man.
But where you put 一下 is incorrect.
Oh, see, I thought I had that right. 我们可以复习一下上次的内容吗?
Very good.
好。
我们可以复习一下上次的内容吗? So those are all the questions that I can think of that you can use in Chinese class.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's talk about some sentences you can use, statements instead of questions.
好的.
First one, I'm not sure.
我不确定.
很好. 我不确定.
Oh, I got my tones wrong. 确定. I was saying 确定. Yeah, 确定.
So if you're tired of saying 我不知道.
Yeah.
Try 我不确定.
我不确定 means like you have an idea, but you're not quite sure.
Yeah.
不知道 is just I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. 好. Next one. Oh, this one is not good. I forgot to do my homework.
我忘了写我的作业.
对. 我忘了写作业.
Okay. 好.
I forgot how to say this word.
我忘了怎么说这个词。
好, 下一个, I don't know this character.
I think this is a trick question.
Yes.
Because you don't want to use 知道 for this, right?
Mm-hmm.
我不认识这个字。
Right.
Yes. Now, that's kind of strange that you use 认识 for characters. Why is that?
认识 means can recognize what this is or who that person is.
Oh,
that's 认识.
Okay. Mm. Okay. So 知道 is like to know a fact,
mm-hmm.
I guess.
Yes.
Okay.
我不认识这个字.
好的.
Now, next one. Sorry, I'll be late.
不好意思,我迟到了.
That means I'm sorry, I'm late.
So what I said is in the context of you already started class, mm-hmm. and you want to apologize for being late.
Yeah.
我迟到了.
Uh-huh.
So I'm running late, or I will be late. 不好意思,我会迟到一点点.
一会儿更好,我会迟到一会儿.
我会迟到一会儿.
对。好. 一会儿 means a little while. So it's more appropriate because we're describing time.
Okay.
不好意思,我会迟到一会儿.
好.
Or, 不好意思,我会晚几分钟.
Oh, that's a good one. 不好意思,我会晚几分钟.
Right. So, 晚 here is the verb, be late. 下一个, I would like to improve my, for example, listening, reading, speaking, writing.
我想提高我的听力. Speaking is 讲力. I don't know. 我想提高我的听力, 说力, 和写力.
So the reason I picked this one is, I hear my students say this so often, but it's not a regular set of pattern that you can use for speaking, listening, reading, and writing.
Mm.
So listening is 听力.
听力. Mm.
Reading is 阅读.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking is 口语.
口语. Okay, 好.
Okay, 那说话. 说话 is a verb.
And
means to talk.
Definitely not 说力.
说力. 口语。
好。
Writing is 写作。They're completely different.
Yeah,
so totally different. So no wonder it's hard to remember.
Yeah, and I actually, man, I knew all these because when I was in the Chinese schools, my class was called 口语课. I am familiar with these. They're just easy to forget because they are so different. And I guess it just comes out of academic sort of language. So when you're in school, you know, you have a writing class, it's 写作.
Yeah.
Listening, 听力, speaking, 口语, reading, 阅读。
所以我想提高我的听力、阅读、口语、写作。好，第二个方面是，如果你用电脑上中文课，比如你用 Zoom、Skype、微信等等，那你可能会用到的句子是关于电脑的。好，第一个是 Can you hear me?
你可以听到我吗？
What I would say is,听得到吗？
听得到吗 ？OK， 好，听得到吗？
对
，You can't 是听得到。
I can't
听不到。
听得到 and 听得见 are the same. Can you see me?
看得到吗 ？See, I would say 可以看到我吗 ？Is that just less natural or more clunky or what is it?
A bit less natural.
Okay.
I can 看得到。
好。
I cannot
看不到。
看不到
Not 看不懂看不到
看不懂 has a different meaning.
Yes, it means I don't understand.
Yes.
What I'm looking at.
Exactly. 好 Your image is stuck. This one's hard.
Yeah, I probably don't know this one at all. Let me think though. 你的照片不好
Your photo is bad.
I don't know.
Well, the simple way is 你卡住了。
卡住了。
卡住 means stuck.
Okay.
你卡住了。You are stuck. But here in the context of using Zoom, it means your image or your voice is stuck.
Right.
To be more specific, your image is stuck. You can say 你的画面卡住了。
你的画面卡住了。Is there any other context in which you would use 卡住?
If you're stuck physically, Butters tries to push through a very narrow crack.
Yes.
And get his big belly stuck somewhere. That's also 卡住了。好，下一个。Can you see my screen?
你看得到我的屏幕吗?
Very good. My internet is slow today.
我的网络太慢了。
可以
but there's another way the kids used to say, just 网络不好 right?
网不好 A lot of the sentences we talked about today, the most authentic way to say it, what native speakers will say is the shorter sentence.
Right.
They will say it very briefly.
卡住了
Yeah.
Like that, yeah.
So instead of 网络, people would just say 网。今天网不好。
好 today the internet is not good.
Yeah. 好下一个 I can't open the link. Let's just say I can't open it.
Okay. Then that would be 开不了。
打不开。I can't open the link.
打不开这个 link.
打不开这个链接。
链接。Never heard that word in my life. 链接是 link.
Your teacher might send you a link to view a video or the Zoom link, and that is 链接。我打不开这个链接。Do you know how to say website?
网站。
So how do you say I can't open the website?
网站打不开。
可以。How would you say the website is stuck?
网站卡不了。
卡住了。
卡住了。Dang it. It's been, what, 2 minutes since I learned that word? 卡住了。
对，住 means to live, but 住 also means to stop, to halt.
Okay. 好。
对 so you can remember it as, if you're living here, you're not moving. So, 住 means to stay here.
Oh, okay.
卡住了 stuck.
Okay.
嗯，好。Can you send me the Zoom link?
你可以发给我哪个 Zoom 链接吗？
你可以发给我 Zoom 链接吗？
对吧？
可以。
好。
好，那这些就是如果你用电脑上中文课，
嗯哼，
你可能会用到的句子。最后，我想问你，你还有没有想要学的，或者你在学中文的时候，
对，
你想要知道说什么？
对。How would you say, like whenever you're scheduling with your online teacher,What time works for you?
你可以说你什么时候可以
Okay, that's easy.、Mm. 你什么时候可以 Could you say 几点最好
也可以
That's like what time is best?
对
几点最好 Notice we don't add a 马 to the end of this question because the 几 is saying which time.
Right, and it's not a yes or no question.
Right.
You can also say, 你几点有空?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that phrase. What time are you free? 有空。
对,也可以。
你几点有空? When are you free?
Okay, a bonus sentence, since you mentioned scheduling, can we reschedule?
我真不知道怎么说这个句子。
可以改期吗?
改期吗?改期? So that just means reschedule?
Right.
Okay. 我们可以改期吗? Can we reschedule?
Right.
好。
最后,我们再来复习一下今天的句子。我说中文,你说英文。
可以啊。Can you repeat that?
你可以再说一遍吗?
Can we listen again?
我们可以再听一遍吗?
Can you speak slowly?
你可以讲慢点吗?
How do you say blah blah in Chinese?
用中文 blah blah 怎么说?
For example?
比如?
Can you give me an example?
你可以举个例子吗?
What does it mean?
什么意思?
How is my pronunciation?
我的发音怎么样?
Which tone is it?
几声?
Can we review?
我们可以复习一下吗?
Can we review what we learned last time?
我们可以复习一下上次的内容吗?
I'm not sure.
我不确定。
I forgot to do my homework.
我忘了写作业。
I forgot how to say this word.
我忘了怎么说这个词。
I don't know this character.
我不认识这个字。
Sorry, I'll be late.
不好意思,我会晚几分钟。Or, 不好意思,我会迟到一会儿。
I'd like to improve my listening, reading, speaking, or writing.
我想提高我的听力、阅读。口语写作
Can you hear me?
听得到吗?
Can you see me?
看得到吗?
Your image is stuck.
你的画面卡住了。
Can you see my screen?
你看得到我的屏幕吗?
My internet is slow today.
今天网不好。
I can't open the link.
我打不开这个链接。
Can you send me the Zoom link?
你可以发给我 Zoom 的链接吗?
What time works for you?
你几点有空?
Can we reschedule?
可以改期吗?好的,那这些就是今天我们 ChoChat 想要聊的内容啦。今天的话题是一个听众给我的建议，希望今天的播客对你们有帮助。
And please let us know what sorts of episode subjects you guys would like to hear.
对。 好，那最后 let's give a shout out to our new members.
好的。
We have Denise.
Thank you, Denise.
Marika.
谢谢你 ,Marika.
Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Nick.
谢谢你 ,Nick.
Nino.
Thank you, Nino.
Thank you guys so much. 下次再见。
下次再见。